is probably one of the great stories in Indiana politics because they're always fighting.
Ray Shealy is a Ball State University political science professor. He says a rivalry between two Democratic factions is not unique, but Shealy says this generation's old fight goes beyond public policy.
What is manifested is we need to control the county commission because that means jobs, it's patronage, and we can hire our kinds of people that in turn will donate to the party and knock on doors and become precinct committee people.
The Delaware County Democrats are the official local party. They are often referred to by the address of their headquarters at 214 North Walnut. Then there are the Democrats for Delaware County. Known as Team Democrat, this group represents six local Democrats on the ballot this election cycle.
The division today is as wide as I've ever seen it in my 30 years.
Will Statham is the chair of the Delaware County Republican Party. He says his organization and candidates are benefiting from the divide. For example, Republican candidate Shannon Henry is challenging incumbent County Commissioner Larry Bledsoe this fall. The 214 Democrats are supporting Henry.
A lot of them are dissatisfied with Larry's heavy-handedness and his lack of performance.
Bledsoe was a founding member of Team Democrat. He was first elected to the County Commission with help from 214. But Bledsoe says there was a falling out because 214 wanted to control his actions while in office.
The conversations turned where it was, you'll do this and you'll do that, and here's who you're going to appoint, and here's what you're going to pass. I knew right then and there that that's not the deal that I signed up for.
214 Chairman Steve Stewart says he would not comment on these races or this story. Heath Hensley, a member of Team Democrat's board, says State Representative Sue Arrington and Sheriff Mike Scroggins are also being targeted by 214.
It's not because Democrats don't like these candidates. It's because these candidates don't fall in line with what the party tells them they're supposed to do. It's that simple.
Bledsoe says he plans on voting for other Democrats on the ballot, regardless of which faction they align with. But he says Team Democrat is here to stay.
We answer to those voters out there, not a party boss. And the little Chicago reputation we have is going away, and it's going to continue to go away until it's eradicated.
In Muncie, Payne Horning, IPR News.